From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, this is a short little five-minute segment. I want to mention a few of the other things we've got. We're going to come back and go to Daniel in Queensland, Australia. Then we'll go to Carl, Jason, Mike, Marsha, Angie, Aaron, Don, and others. But I got to tell this story. I'll tell it now just briefly. I'm going to my grandmother's. I picked up some food. My wife and children are meeting us over there. You know, she's close to 90 years old. And I get off on the highway during rush hour, still rush hour, at like 6:37 at night. And I got the food I just picked up. And I realized they've changed the highways around. And I'm like, oh, look right there. There's the, you know, the dirt where everybody just drives right over, back over to the other side. And the cop instantly, I pull over. I'm about to cut out in traffic. And once there's an opening, pulls up, runs up, and starts yelling, "What are you doing on my median?" And he said it. I mean, it was literally like I was having flashbacks to watching Westerns or something. "What are you doing, boy, in my town?" And I was looking at him. Just because he said my medium, and I said, "I'm going to my grandmother's." I said, "I'm going to go pick her up a prescription, and I'm going to bring her this food." And he goes, "Oh, Alex, hey, well, it's probably dangerous for you to get, you know, go back over there, go back over this way." And so he nicely let me go and didn't give me a ticket. But the point is, then I'm talking to one of the crew members who's driving back from visiting family a while back at 2 o'clock in the morning. And he pulls over. What are you supposed to do when you're driving to the middle of the country? Goes over, pees behind a bush. Cop pulls him over after he's already left and says, "What are you doing peeing in my road?" Well, I mean, you know, this is what I'm talking about. Foreign banks can rob and rape and take everything and engage in whatever crimes they want. Somebody's calling me over and over and over again. Oh, it's my wife calling. Hold on a second. Hello, I'm on the air. Hey, honey. Okay, well, listen. I'll call you back. I'm on the radio right now, okay? Anyways, that's when my daughter's calling me. But the point is, the police officer wasn't a mean person. Even if he gave me a ticket or whatever, I wouldn't have said he was mean. It just shows the attitude that it's their road, their country, their world, and we're peons. And I get the point of, you know, driving over one of those side roads that everybody uses. I understand it could cause wrecks, whatever. The point is that the police drive however they want everywhere. In fact, recklessly quite a bit. And, you know, I don't chase them down and write down their badge number and try to get them in trouble and stuff because there's a lot of bigger fish to fry. And I wasn't even going to tell that story till one of the crew just told me, "What are you doing peeing in my road?" was the response. And, I mean, I don't even know what I'm supposed to say here. It's so crazy that you pull off in the countryside when there's not a gas station with every 20, 30 miles, 40 miles, 50 miles. He was telling me where he was driving from. And even if you do, if it's 2 in the morning, they're closed. Their bathrooms are closed. Where are you supposed to urinate? I mean, it's just like we're total slaves. We're white glove inspected. And that, of course, is the old military thing when you're going to cadet school where they'd come in and check the light bulbs, check under the tables with a white glove. "Look at that dust, boy. You're going to be, you know, running 5 miles and doing 500 push-ups and cleaning the mess hall and scrubbing the toilets. What's your problem?" And you're treated like this, and then everyone kisses the rump of government. And the reason they want this attitude out there, like we're the citizens at the drill instructor, you know, first day at the academy, is because this is how the culture is shifting. And let me tell you, the Austin police, compared to New York or something, are very professional and very nice. But it's like, "What are you doing in my median? What are you doing in my..." "Oh, hi, Alex. Oh, hello." It was ridiculous. But, I mean, because the guy's saying, "What are you doing?" It's like a drill sergeant. "What are you doing in my median? What are you doing?" And I was actually just sitting there rolling the window, just like, what? It was actually pretty entertaining because I was just like, this country, what am I doing? In fact, I would rather be yelled at than get a ticket, but I guess that's what happened. But, I mean, come on. Okay, after you've arrested all the bankers and the child molesters and people, if you want to yell at me and give me a ticket for driving off the medium, then go ahead, okay? But until then, leave us alone. Come on.
This is Alex Jones with
Emergency Essentials has Mountain House deals in June. Today only, Emergency Essentials, the 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies, does it again with up to 25% off Mountain House foods. Don't miss these savings. All Mountain House number 10 cans are 20 to 25% off during the month of June only at BePrepared.com. Mountain House foods have superior taste and a scientifically proven 25-year shelf life because they start with fresh or frozen foods. Then cook, prepare, and finally freeze-dry them. All the goodness, flavor, and taste are locked in as if handmade from scratch. Mountain House, the same great meals enjoyed by campers and outdoorsmen the world over. Hurry, through today only. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and the BePrepared.com low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
It is hour number two, ladies and gentlemen, and let's go straight into your phone calls. But I'm going to get into a new vicious attack on the Second Amendment. Who needs laws anymore? We're going to get into how they are going after the Second Amendment coming up at the start of the next segment and tied into the latest on Fast and Furious. Also, we're going to get into some of the numbers on Obamacare. More debt, more implosion, more taxes paid directly to insurance companies enforced by the IRS. By the way, the IRS lets the Southern Poverty Law Center, ADL, all these organizations that demonize good Americans and mix them in with unsavory people, guilt by association, media matters, publicly run by the White House, publicly in meetings every week with them, demonizing alternative media and libertarians and conservatives. They all get to be tax exempt. I'm not tax exempt. You're not tax exempt. But the IRS is now going after libertarian and conservative tax exempt political groups. And Republicans never do stuff like this when they're president. You can say what you want about them, but they just let all the little globalist organizations run around. You know why? Because at the top, they're with them as well. Just like Roberts voted for health care. That's exactly what's going on here. Scam care, IRS care. There's no end to this. There's no end to this. We're going to be going over all that. Right now, let's go to Daniel in Queensland, Australia. What are you calling in about today, and what time is it over there in the land down under?
Hey, buddy. How you going? It's around 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock in the morning?
Morning.
All right.
Yeah, mate. Yep. Yeah, good morning. And you're a legend, mate. I love you. Listen to you over here, and I'm spreading the word over here big time, so keep up the good work.
We get a lot of traffic and a lot of calls and letters and everything from Australia. That's probably one of the biggest listening audiences we have outside of the United States. Great people over there being overrun by tyranny. In fact, I've been wanting to ask Aussies. Well, first, you talk about what you called in about, but then I want to talk about it's on the news over there. If you criticize carbon taxes that went in last week, you get arrested or a 1.1 million Aussie fine. So I want to get your take on, or better not, you might get arrested. Ooh, freedom. What'd you call in about, sir?
Carbon tax was one of the issues that actually rang in about. I'm looking at a news.com.au article this morning saying life goes on after carbon tax, Gillard. And she's going, day one, the carbon tax in the sky hasn't fallen yet. Well, yeah, obviously, it's only day one. $23 per ton of carbon emissions. Carbon makes up 90% of the planet or something like that. So,
and it allows them to tax. Well, I mean, notice it doesn't fully implement until next year anyways. So you're not allowed to criticize it, though you're breaking the law right now. Tell us about the sniveler. Give us the headline. We'll put it on screen telling you that the sky didn't fall.
Yeah, well, it goes on further to say that 294 electrical generators and other companies have been affected by this. So I've been saying to people, you know, that's your electricity, which stores your food, any of your products that get put onto your food, like fertilizer and things that produce carbon, everything is going to go up in price. And people...
Wait a minute. The head carbon cop, as he calls himself, was quoted in all the big newspapers saying, we've got spies on the street and in cafes, and if they hear you say prices are going up, you're going to... Are you... You're not doing what this little petty Stalin is tells you to do? You mean you're daring to have free speech that your ancestors always had? You mean you don't want to live in North Korea?
Absolutely. What else I think strange is they say that it's a carbon tax shifting to an emissions trading scheme in 2015. So what's the point of that? What are they, a bit short on revenue right now, and they just need a few bucks to boost the coffers? You know what I mean?
Well, what happened is the Rothschild, and actually look it up, folks. You can type in Rothschild's own carbon exchange in London. It's the big one. The Mercantile's big. Obama owns part of that with Al Gore in Chicago. That you were going to have to buy it from them, but it collapsed. Nobody would buy it because no country would implement except for Australia and Canada. And California has done it as well. So we're the idiots. The U.S., Australia, we're not idiots. We have criminals running us. And so for now, it'll just be a tax, and then they'll pay the bankers through banker bailouts your money. But the bankers want that direct tax. They don't want to have to just make the IRS get the health care money and make you buy the health care from them. They don't want to just... Go ahead.
The Rothschilds got enough money, mate, don't you think? Like, they've been taking money, our tax dollars, since World War II, so... I think Lord Rothschild's worth around $500 trillion or something like that. Absolutely ridiculous that these people would need to take more money from us.
There's a reason the Rothschilds are the richest people in the world, as was just found in a recent court case. They sued somebody that said that, and then they lost the lawsuit.
You take one look at him. Take one look at him in his cheesy fake grin. He's absolutely fake.
Oh, you got to be, absolutely. But did you see the Financial Times of London 2 weeks ago that the Rockefeller and Rothschild fortunes just merged 2 weeks ago?
No.
I'm going to put it on screen. You know why?
Everything's going to hell in a handbasket around here.
Here's the headline. Rockefellers and Rothschilds unite. You know why? The Rockefellers have always been a Rothschild front. And David isn't doing too well. He wasn't at Bilderberg this year. He's like 96. And so the Rothschilds have had all the Russian oligarchs they controlled hand the wealth over to him and admit they were front men. The Rockefellers are having to admit they're front men. The Rothschilds are like, okay, we rule it all. How do you like it?
look at these guys, Alex. These guys are ancient. They're at death's door. What do they care? They've got their millions. They've got everything they want. Why do they even care about what's going to happen after they die? Why?
Because they hate you, and it's all about control. Let me ask you this. Are other Australians...
I think it's coming up. I think they're really working towards World War III here, mate.
Seriously, they are.
Honestly, I think they want to do a cull. I think they're looking around, and they're going, there's too many of these peasant animals running around, and we need to do a cull. And it's what we do over here when kangaroos get out of control. The farmers go out, and they do a cull, and they shoot.
Well, that's actually what Prince Philip wrote twice in a book, If I Was an Animal. He wrote the foreword to, and in Reuters interview, he said we want to cull 80% of the useless eaters, which is a Hitler term. But let me ask this question in the time we've got left. Are other Aussies daring when the government points their finger at you and says you have no free speech, when you pay more for everything, you shut up or we'll arrest you, you sit here and let us take everything you got, scum? When they sit there and tell you that, are others daring to talk back to their new political commissar masters?
I've gone up and talked to members of parliament when I've seen them out, you know, before elections and things, doing their little get around and things like that, and talked to them about it. And you know, they'll put down people like Monckton but you're entitled to your free speech. You're still entitled to bag it out and say what you like to say about it. I think it's more if you own a business.
That's the spin. But see, a business has free speech, exactly. They're saying a business can't say, sorry, the mutton went up because the carbon tax on sheep flatulence. But, I mean, that's why it's happening. So it's them today, it's you tomorrow.
Yeah. No, it's absolutely disgusting, mate. I've gone and talked to them, and they basically laugh it off. They laugh off everything. They call people like Lord Monckton, a crackpot. It's funny. I go up and I talk to my local people around here, and I say to them, "Have you heard of Alex Jones?" And I give them stickers and things like that, and so, you know, go check this guy out. You know, see what he has to say. And they always say, "Oh no, I've never heard of you," but I guarantee they have. You know what I mean?
Well, listen. Here's the deal.
This,
They're calling us kooks and all this. We're destroying their UN takeover. Their carbon tax is dead. All over the world, their plans are melting down in their own words.
Don't worry, mate. We're winning. We're all talking to each other over here. 90% of Australians don't want this carbon tax. And in the next election, the opposition leader, Mr. Abbott, Tony Abbott, he's said that he's going to recall the carbon tax.
By the way, that's what I was about to say. I've seen the polls. 85 to 90% are against it. So they're the kooks. Here is this minority kook telling you you're a kook when they're supposed to be your servant. They're scum. I appreciate your call. Final comment.
Thanks for everything you're doing, mate. I appreciate it. I did want to ask you one question real quickly. Where is Tangy Tangerine manufactured? I can't find that out anywhere on the internet. I know there's different parts of it that come from all around the place, but I just can't find out the country of origin. That's all.
The United States.
I've been on it. Great, mate. I'm feeling awesome. I'm losing weight. So is my girlfriend. I got to thank you for that. It's brilliant.
Infowarsteam.com. Thank you so much. Next time I have Wallach on, we'll break that down. But it's California. We're going to come back with Carl and others. I'll move quicker. Straight ahead.
Sick of the globalist eugenicist control freaks adding poison to your water and laughing as you get sick and die? Start purifying your water with ProPure. My friends, I've done a lot of research, and the best gravity filter out there, bar none, is ProPure. And it's available discounted at Infowars.com. Its filters are silver impregnated to prevent bacterial growth. There's no priming required. It's NSF-40. Certified. Optional fluoride filters can reduce fluoride up to 95%. Easy to set up and use. Doesn't require electricity. Purify water from lakes, streams, ponds, and wells. This filter system leaves in beneficial minerals, which is key. Save money by not buying bottled water and avoid BPA that leaches from the plastic. ProPure is the best gravity-fed filter out there. It's what my family uses. Infowars.com already has the lowest price on ProPure. But if you add the promo code WATER at checkout, you get an additional 10% off at Infowars.com. You can also call to order 888-253-3139.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients
nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Okay, I'm going to go right back to your calls. I'm going to hurry through them, but in the last few decades, we've seen newspapers with the policy to not take gun shop ads as if guns are bad, whether it was police or citizens or hunters buying guns. You've seen the different online sites not take the ads. You've seen cities try to pass laws banning gun shops in their city limits. We've seen all of this ad nauseum done over and over and over and over and over again. Now, Google is different because it now, one way or the other, controls around half of the advertising online and where people go and what happens. And that's why you've got the Attorney General of Texas suing them over their search results and monopolistic practices. It's just outrageous that they're able to basically get away with all of this. But now Google Shopping censors all gun ammo accessory results. It's the top story at Infowars.com in the featured news area. Actually, it's the second story. No, it's the first. I was correct the first time. They're in the featured news area. And it's got the announcement, and it's got the fact that they're telling them holsters, scopes, ammo, clips, you don't sell it. It says you don't have it in your advertising feed or you're not allowed to be picked up by the Google search. So controlling information, and they've already been caught with Amazon and others, where your results won't even show up. In fact, they delisted InfoWars and Prison Planet a few years ago from news. People always go to the web feed and go, we see you there. Alex is lying. The news feed, you know, it says shopping, maps, web, all those areas. You know, the one that says news, our articles aren't there unless other news groups, which they do, pick up our articles we write that are award winning. I mean, we've won Project Censored Awards. I've been featured by Nightline, Rolling Stone, New York Magazine, New York Times. You name it, I've been in it. L.A. Times, Vanity Fair, GQ, all of it. You name it, we've been in it. We don't count, though. It doesn't matter if I have 15 million listeners a week. It doesn't matter if I have 3 million a day. Sunday show's going to be about 1.5 million on AM and FM, about 500,000 on the Internet. And, sir, that's before YouTube, folks, and, you know, millions and millions of views that way. I mean, but no, I don't exist. Google says that, oh, we're this open, free thing. People say, well, they're a corporation. You know, let them do what they want. Oh, yeah. Let Walmart lobby the government to put laws in place so that U.S. corporations can't operate and build things here so they can have monopolies with the Chinese government leadership. I have an article about that today. Raw story. China blocks Xi web searches after Bloomberg report how the vice president has made $376 million off making people give him contracts, basically, to be able to operate in the country. That's just blocked now off of all the search engines. And who helped build that firewall over there, the great firewall of China? Microsoft. This is censorship, ladies and gentlemen. And they don't want you knowing that. And now Hillary says that Obama is going to sign an executive order. Said this a few months ago, got almost no attention, implementing the new treaty. The new treaty to ban all civilian ownership of firearms under the UN. Congress ratifies a treaty, and if it violates the Constitution, it's null and void, Marbury versus Madison. And that's the new thing. Last year, the ATF said, we will ban 63% of shotguns made in the last decade. if they're bottom loading. If you can bottom load, they can be converted to carry clips, which is on a legitimate sporting function. That was the ATF announcement. Guys, type in ATF to ban shotguns. It'll be their own press release. They're back this year talking about it. No judge, no jury, no Congress, no law. They say shotguns are for sporting only when the Second Amendment's there for defense of your family against tyrants and common criminals. And by the way, the ATF told gun shops last year to do all this new reporting and stuff that wasn't law. This is the new model where they just do it with executive orders. Okay, I am going, guys, I'm getting a feed here. It's the weirdest thing. I've never gotten a feed like this. I hear somebody talking in there. Okay, great. That was blasting. All right. I'm going to go ahead and go to your calls. But, I mean, there is that news that, we're just going to block you out of the search engine. Just altogether, you don't exist. This is the same thing the communist Chinese do. And it's like, oh, well, just don't use Google. Google is the government. It was funded. It was created by the CIA. Okay, it spies on you. Its whole motto of don't be evil is a sick joke, okay? People say, well, then don't use it. It has become the Internet. It has become the marketplace. And they're building all these back doors. Google has been caught with thousands of trucks driving around Europe and the U.S. and Canada with masks illegally stealing your passcodes and data. In fact, folks won't believe that. Type in Google caught stealing passcodes. And, I mean, it was like Reuters AP. And no one got in trouble because it's a government institution. The government spying illegally, so is Google. Google, you're a bunch of dirtbags. Your whole cover of hippies drinking beer and playing pinball at your headquarters, those are your fake front customer service development headquarters. Your headquarters is at NSA and that new NSA snooping center they're building up by Salt Lake. You know, that million-acre thing. I mean, that monstrosity or whatever it is. Oh, my God, 100,000 acre, whatever it is. I just get out of my life. Get out of my life, you monopoly people. Let's go to Carl in New Jersey. You're on the air, Carl. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, thanks for taking my call, man.
Thank you.
I just wanted to give you my personal experience about how a lot of Americans that I know that are so brainwashed by the New World Order. I'm an American. I'm a convert to Islam. I've been Muslim for about 12 years. I'm not Al-Qaeda. I don't believe in suicide bombing. I'm a big Rumble supporter.
You're not the Al-Qaeda being publicly funded by NATO to take over Libya and Syria?
No. I'm a Prison Planet member. I love Ron Paul. I love freedom and liberty. I just want to live my life and, you know, just be left alone, you know?
Sounds pretty evil.
So a lot of Americans that I know that aren't Muslim, that they know that I'm Muslim, right? So when I try to talk to them and teach them about the Federal Reserve, the income tax, the IRS, the CFR, the Bilderbergs, pretty much your message and Ron Paul's message put together, I swear to God, these people literally tell me to shut up and stop preaching to them my Muslim or the Muslim propaganda, that this is all this information is coming from Muslims.
Here's the deal. It's fun to be, for 50 years we've been taught all Muslims are the devil, and in all these Hollywood movies the bad guy's a Muslim and all this, and the good guy takes him out. And so, the real Al-Qaeda actually killing people, that's globalist run on record. Yeah, that's even in Fox News now. That's supposed to be ignored, though. It's the fun of feeling superior and saying that you're bad is what matters to them. And they like it on CNBC when they say foreign banks rule you. You're a slave to global governments. They're like, oh, I like a foreign banker taking money out of my bank account with banker bailout. I like that. That's fun to be a slave to foreign banks. But how dare anybody talk about it? I want the foreign banks to take all my money and to destroy my life. But remember, those people never count. Let them...
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig.
Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarette's revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeSig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient-dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best-tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home-cooked meals, you can cut your food costs in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More the best for less guaranteed.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
So you don't want to carry a gun, but you do want to ensure your personal safety. Then empower yourself legally with self-defense products from StunGunMikes.com. Stun guns come in more shapes than just what you see on TV. Now you can get a powerful mini stun gun that fits in the palm of your hand, a stun baton, or a cell phone or lipstick stun gun. StunGunMikes.com also carries real spy gear, like bug and metal detectors, and discreet car and home security cameras that hide in almost any type of everyday object, from alarm clocks to pens. Now you can see how your babysitter really treats your children. Go to StunGunMikes.com, spelled just like it sounds. StunGunMikes.com. Buy real spy gear from StunGunMikes.com, just like the exact same spy gear sold to the government, military, corporate security, law enforcement, and private detectives. Empower yourself with self-defense products now from StunGunMikes.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, we got two segments left. I'll be back tomorrow with a bigger three-hour show and a bunch of guests and your calls. You know, the 4th of July, we celebrate that because that's when they signed the Declaration of Independence and took action against tyranny. And I will read on July 3rd, we're taking off July 4th, as I know most of you are, to engage in the pastimes of cheeseburgers and fireworks out at the lake with the family to enjoy what little of America's left. But my point is that everything in the Declaration of Independence, if you read that, that's what the government's doing again today. And it's so incredibly criminal. $2 trillion $2.4 trillion, if you want to be technical, CBS News, Associated Press, was stolen out of the Pentagon in the 8 years Bill Clinton was in charge of it. I have the congressional hearings, all of it. Just look it up. That guys, type that in for people watching. Radio listeners, you type it in. People are watching at PrisonPlanet.tv. Just type $2.4 trillion missing from the Pentagon. Well, actually, you have the CBS newscast. We even have the newscast in there on the computer. The point is that this is big business robbing things. And, of course, it's now coming out. Like Wayne LaPierre has come out and said, looks like Fast and Furious involves drug dealing by the government. Of course it does. And that's how we're going to get America back, is by the NRA getting hardcore. Because if reality's hardcore, you've got to get hardcore. The War on Waste, CBS Evening News. September 10th, Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld declared war, not on foreign terrorists, the adversary close to home, the Pentagon bureaucracy. And it goes on to talk about $2.3 trillion. It was $2.4 trillion a few months ago. So I was going from reality, I said 2.4, excuse me. But again, they say, oh, transactions they can't track. It turned out almost all that was stolen over 8 years. And by the way, you think it stopped when Bush got in? It was over $4 trillion when he left. It's the bureaucracy. They do whatever they want. You know how I had Serpico, the famous cop on, the only cop on the force that couldn't be bought? It came out in court. Everybody was getting envelopes of cash. Those were just the grazers. The meat eaters were killing people and running the drugs themselves. That's the really corrupt cops. We don't want to live like that. And that's all corrupt government is. A microcosm of a corrupt police force is what a tyranny is. And Mexico's got one. You don't want to live there. North Korea's got one. You don't want to live there. Okay, this is not good for anybody in the final equation. Oh, it's fun to be corrupt if you're stealing when the country's still prosperous. We're not prosperous. We're on our deathbed politically, financially, spiritually. And I love this country. It's a wonderful nation with an incredible history. And I love this nation. You know, my family came over on both sides on the Mayflower. Was in the Texas Independence, the whole nine yards. I'm as Americana as it gets. And I am so sick of globalist criminals attaching world government and empire and banker dominion to America and putting our flag on it, where we're hated worldwide, and that Americans have a sick pride in the empire like it's ours. We pay for it. We don't get the booty. At least in the British Empire, the Brits got some of the spoils. You don't get the spoils. You don't get the spoils. I mean, sure, they gave U.S. military envelopes. Even privates got about 30 grand. The tens of billions shipped in on those big pallets. I talked to family. I talked to other people. Colonels get millions. Generals get tens of millions. To be corrupt, though, now they're compromised. So they'll go along with this. Folks, this country is so corrupt, it would make your head spin. I spend all my time researching this, and I can't articulate in words how bad it really is. And now the corrupt ruling elite plan to go to an authoritarian, oppressive, martial law-style system to continue their power in the collapse they precipitated with all their stealing and thieving. There's no way out of this but to bring these people to justice. It is the only hope that we have. Okay, I'm done ranting. Let's go to your calls. Jason, Mike, Marcia, Angie, Aaron, Don. What's the best order? Who's the oldest caller here? And I'll go to whoever's first. Okay, top to bottom. Good, as soon as they get mixed up. Jason in Pennsylvania, you're on the air. Thank you so much for holding.
Alex Jones, I want to tell you something. You woke me up in 2008, and I thank the Lord Jesus Christ for you.
Well, I thank you. I mean, listen, folks, please don't thank me. We're all in this together. I'm trying to survive here.
All right, Alex, just let me say this really quick. I have a message for you. Alex, I'm a fellow Christian. We both know that there is only one info war, and that is getting the gospel of Jesus Christ to everyone we can. And guess what, brother? You're doing that every day. God bless you.
Well, thank you. I agree that this has happened because we've all become immoral, myself included. As George Washington said, only a moral Christian country will be able to protect these liberties. And just the corruption of being lazy, just the corruption of of I mean, all of us are corrupt in one way or another. So I'm not on some high horse here. I mean, to be a human is to be fallen. But you're right. People that beat folks over the head with the Bible, that runs people off. But you look at this mark of the beast, this world government, all this stuff coming down on us, it'll make you get religion. Anything else, Jason?
Yes, Alex. You, for you to say that you're corrupt, it makes me laugh. The majority of this planet is in a totally, complete blind state. You are bringing light, my brother, and your reward's in heaven. I love you.
Well, I love all of you out there as well. Thank you for the call and those kind words. What I'm saying is I do have a lot of light. I do have a lot of discernment, and so I know what I am. Okay, that's what I'm trying to say. I mean, they say if you think it in your heart, that's pretty much doing it. And I think, somebody cuts me off in traffic, and I think about beating their brains out. That is not good, because the thought can be acted on. I've got to get myself where I don't do that. But you're right. Most people are completely delusional, have been given over to delusion, and have no idea what's going on. And that's what's so crazy about this. When you're awake, it's like all around you. You see it everywhere. And then for people, that's why the propaganda of the New World Order seems so silly and childlike. I mean, I saw the White House publicly funded and run George Soros group, Media Matters. I saw like 500 articles a few weeks ago saying there are no drones, there's no plan for drones, and I'm a big liar and all the rest of it. And then I ran across Media Matters. They were the ones that originally put it out. And they act like a public watchdog group that are nonpartisan when they're run by the White House. That's come out. Just look it up. And they have weekly meetings with the president and all the rest of it. And even their own commenters. In fact, guys, remind me tomorrow to show their own article. Of course, they may expunge it by then. But it's demonizing me and saying I'm a liar and everybody else is a liar. And Megyn Kelly or whatever her name was, Fox, is an idiot. They're saying that. And then almost every one of their commenters is like, hey, this is Big Brother. We're losing our rights. We're being spied on. There are drones. I saw one in my town. My governor said they're using them. They arrested a guy out of his farm the other day, with one of these. Wait a minute. No, these drones are real. So the mainline liberals who usually drink the Mao Zedong Kool-Aid aren't even buying it anymore. That's what I'm saying here. I mean, listen, folks, this is bad for all of us. 98% of us, this is going to be bad for. 99.9%. Let's jam another call. Mike in Seattle, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. It's great. I'm a first-time caller. I've been listening to your show for quite a while.
Well, that's good, because I shouldn't have gone to you right now. I'm going to come right back to you after this break. I apologize. Final segment straight ahead. I'm so many years doing radio on the weekday clock, noon to 3 Eastern. I have got that so in my mind that I forget we have like 10, 11-minute segments here, and then I'm always going to callers when I shouldn't be. So we're going to come back to you in the final segment. Mike, Marsha, Angie, Aaron, and Donna. I'll at least get to those calls straight ahead. And there's a bunch of other news I didn't get to, but I covered a lot of it. Roberts is making jokes, saying he's got to live in Malta, an impregnable fortress, after his vote. Ha, ha, ha. I mean, look, again, appointed by Bush. What a joke, ladies and gentlemen. The health care bill is the opposite of constitutional. And the IRS will now shake you down for the money. Hope you enjoy it.
I'd seen the longevity products work for many others. And so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself that I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered in my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
You may snicker when you hear this message, but you won't laugh after you experience the best-kept health secret ever, Camel Milk. Camel milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk. Camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and camel milk is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, and 10 times higher in iron. And camel milk contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk is easily digested by those who are lactose and beta casein intolerant and comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under Products and Pricing for the Spring Special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com, CamelMilkForSale.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a 1 month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant style meals with a 30 year shelf life. Packaged in heavy duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, 5 bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled DeseretFoodStore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When disaster hits and mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video over 1 million people of you to discover the 37 food items that will sell out first when disaster strikes at 123survivalplan.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network. Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
We always watch the Drudge Report, drudgereport.com. Lower right-hand corner is the incredibly important article. Google shopping censors all gun ammo and accessory results that just went up there. So how do the folks over there? And I told Paul Watson, I just called him over in England because he was the first to post that article from firearmsblog.com. And I was like, Paul, this should be in features on our website. This is a big deal. And of course, he's great. I'm the same way. We're so bombarded with this tyranny that we tend to not even realize how serious things are. I mean, I know that's an understatement, but we're all being acclimated. I mean, take this article. I've got to cover this. I've got to read this and print the Polestar Project, the UN Climate Research Group's findings, because this writer for Prison Planet did a great job, Suzanne Hazel. Her site, and I'm going to your calls, is Occupy Corporatism. And she links to these UN-funded NGOs and groups that are calling for a world police state, basically, and all these horrible draconian activities. And then the headline is, UN asked how many people could live on the planet Earth. The real headline, if you actually really, really wanted to see, we don't want to be tabloid-esque, but reality is so much more sensational, so we always tend to downplay things. People think, oh, this show's exaggerating. No, we're not. It's like that caller from Australia. He goes, well, I walk up to members of Parliament and tell them I don't want the carbon tax. 90% of us don't want it. And I knew he was telling the truth. I've seen the polls. I follow what happens over there because it's a bellwether. And he goes, no, no, it's just shop owners aren't allowed to say that's why prices went up. Yeah, exactly. You get arrested or fined. And it starts with them. That's their free speech, too. They need to put on the bill that's why it went up. People, everything with the globalists is about hiding taxes. Why most people have money taken out of their paycheck. So they don't really ever see the money. Try being an actual business person who has a bunch of employees. It's hellish, the taxes, okay? All these fines and fees and... Texas has a sales tax, folks, but Texas also has income tax for businesses. It's a business tax, and they've got a hospital tax, and they've got these sniveling inspectors. And this is not Texas anymore, let me tell you. This state is changing. I love my state, but, boy, I tell you, we're going to hell in a handbasket. Mike in Seattle, thanks for holding. Now you're on the air.
All right, thanks, Alex. I've been trying to figure this out for a while. I heard Tarpley on your show the other day, and you said a few things about him being hung up on some kind of feel-good, big government fantasy. But I'm thinking to myself, the only thing that can possibly put these international bankers out of London under control and get them out of our money supply is the federal government, the U.S. federal government.
But the federal government is so full of crooks, we'll just trade out the foreign bankers for them. I mean, they share power. They helped build this corrupt system since 1913.
Well, the Federal Reserve needs to go, but it needs to come back under a U.S. bank in the similar one that we had under Alexander Hamilton and similar types of federal
sure. Well, people say to me, well, wait, you have on Ron Paul who supports gold and silverback, and you have Tarpley who wants a U.S. bank. That's so everybody can hear all the options and have a debate about it. Monetary education. It doesn't mean I endorse either one. We need to get the public to know how to tie their shoelaces economically first.
I really respect Ron Paul's position on keeping the U.S. forces in out of harm's way and on these ridiculous imperial war missions, but when it comes to the money, I think that I remember there was a time in the after the Specie Resumption Act, one of my ancestors was in Civil War vet marching out of Chicago in Coxey's army on Washington, D.C., and that was the reason why there was so much dissatisfaction with the economic collapse in the country at that time was due to the Specie Resumption Act. So when I hear, you know, bringing back the gold as the back of the currency. Well, what that means is who controls the gold controls the currency.
No, it's a great point. And I mean, that's why we carry the film, you know, dealing with gold and silver. And, oh, what's the name of it? It's named after the filmmaker actually named it after something I told him on air years ago. It's funny, I can't remember the name of it, and I actually named the film. It's called Something Oz. It's at InfoWarsShop.com, and it breaks all that down. The Secret of Oz. There you go. I named it, and I can't remember it. Marcia in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I know everybody's been yammering about health care, but were you aware the president signed another executive order on Monday? And it is very, very bizarre. And there's no coverage of it. And apparently... he declared a national emergency. So I'm not sure why the networks haven't picked this up.
No, I've covered it, ma'am. I've covered it twice, but I mean, there's so much chatter going on, mainly from me, that you may have missed it. They always announce a new emergency every year since the War Powers Act of 1913 and our precious Roosevelt, who made everybody turn their gold into him, and then he gave it to the foreign banks. Of course, my great-grandfather up in Dallas, who owned the first Chevy dealership up there, he didn't turn his in. And so but side issue. It just shows how incredible all this has gotten. Yes, Obama has a new executive order. It's at whitehouse.gov.
Russian highly enriched uranium. We don't think, now they think the Russian
Well, I mean, just saying that the Russians and that Eastern Europe has highly enriched uranium leaking out, that just allows them to say, since we're in a crisis, we can ignore the Bill of Rights and Constitution, you know, when we take your family farm.
Right. It just seemed to me that just the timing that now they're blaming the Russians for taking down the Syrian jet fighter, that all
Now the Pentagon has come out and said they think the Russians helped shoot that down. I mean, this is all barreling towards very serious conflict, and Vladimir Putin has threatened to nuke the United States, Eastern Europe, so is Medvedev, and so it's just huge escalation. Let's go ahead and talk to Angie in North Carolina. You're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. I want to talk real quick about the Obamacare, but since you just addressed the Second Amendment and some of the issues going on with that, I have a real quick T-shirt and bumper sticker idea for you. You know how the T-shirt with the rifle on it that says, come and take it? Well, I'm thinking about a T-shirt or a bumper sticker with a rifle on it that says, because my rights are not up for a vote. I think that that might clear up some confusion that people have. They think that our Second Amendment is about sporting and whatnot, and it's not.
Well, here's the problem. Kurt Nimmo wrote a great article earlier in the week that the Obamacare sets a very dangerous Second Amendment precedent, and the ATF and Hillary agree. I mean, they're saying under the Unideer Treaty that says all small arms are first to be registered and then banned, that they want the abolition, quote, of civilian ownership of firearms because it threatens the legitimate power monopoly of the state. Well, I think a power monopoly of the state, a.k.a. North Korea, is not legitimate. And folks don't understand. I mean, they're hurtling. The globalists don't care if a bunch of military and cops get killed enforcing this. They want a civil war. In fact, they're looking forward to it. The only way out of this is for grand juries to start indicting people. We did it to Bernie Madoff. His brother just got convicted. We can go after all these people. But there's this new Americana love of bureaucrats and love of bankers and love of government. God bless you, ma'am. I appreciate your call. Let me play this one more time. Again, all over the news, they're saying we're run by foreign banks. Global government's good. We're slaves. It's good. Here's CNBC saying how great it is to be a slave. One more time.
Mostly what they do is hold summits. I think that right now the question is, do we all work for central bankers? That's what I want to address to our guest tonight. Is this global governance at last? Is it one world, the central bankers in charge? Jim Yorio, you say we've got some downside here, a correction in the markets. Fine. But aren't we all just living and dying for what the central banks do? Aren't we all just counting on the fact that there's a Bernanke put and that we won't go any lower than, say, 5% down from here?
Of course we are. Because if we look at the economic data, there's nothing to get excited about.
He goes on for three more minutes going, oh, we're slaves to world government, but it's a good thing. They know best. Folks, they're only getting away with this because the public is ignorant, because the mainstream media has made sure. But not even really that. It's in the financial publications that most of the money these big banks make is government money, government contracts, administering the welfare, bailouts. And that these banks then are predatory, putting in regulations that they're exempt from to shut down their competition. The big mega banks fund the communism and socialism because they're offshore exempt from it. They funded Lenin. They funded Hitler. Look it up. The monopoly men against us. And they will cause a civil war unless we get the truth out about them. America's still a great country. We can reverse this. See you back tomorrow. High Noon, Central 11.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.